This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them all, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless every single one of us too. Ameen. My brothers and sisters in Islam, every one of us is looking for what we term rizq or sustenance. Rizq is predestined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has already written how much you're going to get. He has already written what you will get, what you will achieve through what you get, and so on. That does not mean that we should not make an effort, because we don't know. Sometimes people say, if Allah knows who is going to heaven and who is going to hell, who is going to Jannah, who is going to Jahannam, what's the point of me doing things? One simple answer is, because you don't know. Simple, nothing else. So the fact that you don't know, you need to work. That's all. The same applies to sustenance. Allah's written, you will get £2 million. Don't worry. But when someone says, don't worry, it does not mean that they can sit back at home, because they don't know they're going to get £2 million. You have no guarantee. You don't have a guarantee, meaning you don't know what Allah has written. Whoever tells you things and they say that Allah will take care of you, you don't know whether that will be through what is termed ease for you or difficulty for you. But in the eyes of Allah, it was always better for you. Because the hadith says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. The affairs of a true believer are amazing, because everything that happens, it's always good for him. If something hard comes in his direction, he bears sabr. So the reward of the sabr was so big that he got Jannah in return. It was better for him. And sometimes there was something good that happened, he made shukr, he thanks Allah. So that thankfulness and gratitude is better for him. How is thankfulness better? How do we thank Allah? We thank Allah by obeying His commands. You know, one is to say, oh Allah, I thank you. But you keep on committing zina, you keep on committing different sins, you keep on going to the clubs, you keep on doing that which is totally unacceptable, and you say, لَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَلَكَ الشُّكْرُ يَا وَاجِدُ جَلَّ جَلَالُكَ. That's not good enough. Why? Because you are being a hypocrite. How can you say with your tongue, Alhamdulillah, and do with your organs something that is A'udhu Billah, Astaghfirullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So the point I'm raising is, everything is destined. But because you don't know what that destiny is, you have to work hard, hard. The hadith says, Ihris ala ma yanfa'uk. Work hard to achieve what you believe is beneficial for you. Work hard to achieve it. And Allah will then open the doors. So when you work hard, Allah will give you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow upon us that which is the best. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us in the dunya and the akhirah that which He knows will be for our success. Ameen. So my brothers and sisters, we start earning at an early age. We get wealth, alhamdulillah. And after some time, we start thinking, let me settle down. Let me get married, mashallah. We will be witnessing an officiation of the nikah after this Salatul Jum'ah, and the brothers are all invited to actually take part and to witness it, because it is a sunnah to be a witness of officiation of nikah for many reasons. One of them is to encourage you who are not married to say, get married. Two is to remind those who are married to say, I was very happy one day. Why am I not that happy? Let me go back and see and try and resolve the matter. And to give the opportunity to those who are even happier than the day they were married to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that has become rare these days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. So my brothers and sisters, as we grow older and we get married, mashallah, there comes responsibility with marriage. Very big responsibility. One of those responsibilities is a financial responsibility, whereby you provide for the home, you make sure that that is your house. Nowadays, and I know in UK in particular, and in a lot of the Western nations, life has become so difficult and life has become so challenging that both husband and wife have to work in order to survive. That's what's happening because of how expensive life has become. If that is the case, there needs to be an understanding, there needs to be respect, and there needs to be a lot of give and take. However, remember one thing, and that's the topic that I want to talk about today. Save yourself from wastefulness. Save yourself from extravagance. Save yourself from spending money where you do not need to spend. And make sure in the same way you want to see luxury and goodness in the dunya, you should be bothered about your luxury in the grave. You should be bothered about your heating system in the grave. When I talk of the heating system here in the UK, because we're in the middle of winter right now, that's why I'm saying heating system. You might be surprised, I don't want heat in my grave. But if it is absolutely frozen like the weather is today, for example, for me, it is something that we don't see in Africa. But let's say air conditioning. You are worried about your air conditioning in the grave, you need to do something about it. You need to do something about it. So if, for example, it was very cold here, someone would say, turn on the air conditioning unit, we want it to be a little bit warmer. And if it was very warm, we would say, turn on the air conditioning unit, we want it to be cooler. Someone has to pay the bill here. This is the house of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who's going to pay the bill? It's a question, isn't it? Wallahi, if you were charged £1 for every sajda that you made, it is cheap. Very cheap. You walked into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you utilized the water, you put your shoes there, you came in, you sat in a beautiful place, there is a lovely carpet. One sajda is more valuable than any amount of money. Do you agree? Okay, let's give you a discount. Not one per sajda, £1 per salah that you made in the masjid. Put it into the box there. Give it to someone. Say, look, this is something. You don't need to say anything. Put it. Why? Because I'm using the facility. £1 per salah. Is that too much? £1 for every salah. Ooh, some of the young people are looking at me. You mean £5 a day? Allahu Akbar. Okay, we give you a discount even beyond that. £1 a day. £1 a day. 20p per salah. You read it in the house of Allah. You are not giving this man or that man, making the imam rich. No, the money goes to the upkeep of the masjid and for various other good activities that are done. Are you ready? But when it comes to the restaurant, you'll go in £50. MashaAllah, we had a beautiful meal. You didn't think of it. You had cholesterol filled, whatever else it was, and you still paid for it. A'udhu billah. Subhanallah Rabbil Alameen. I'm not saying that's wrong to enjoy yourself once in a while, but I'm only trying to show you how we as human beings, we prioritize wrongly. Enjoy once in a while, but remember, the bigger enjoyment will be the food of the akhirah. Imagine in Jannatul Firdaus, if you were to actually be given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala some food of Jannah. Imagine. If someone told you the best food in London is at this place, and you know what, come, and we will give you free food or a discount, subhanallah, or even if you were to pay for it, but at least you'll enjoy good food. Once in a while, you're going to say, yes, let's go and spoil ourselves. You know, food is such, wallahi, as soon as you put it in your mouth, nobody else will take it from you. It's over, it's gone. Even you won't want to eat it again if it was to be removed and kept for a little while. You won't want to eat that food. Why? That's the nature of food. Allah is showing you, the minute you put it in your mouth, the game is over. Unless obviously it's a little child and you're trying to soften something. Nowadays, even the children won't take it from your mouth. Your wife won't take it from your mouth anymore. May Allah forgive us. So once it goes in, it's gone. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers, my sisters, the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the success of the akhirah. It is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is amazing. It is unique. It is something that Allah has blessed us with. But in order to achieve that, we have a good cause that we need to spend in. We have a good cause that we need to seek the Jannah that Allah has prepared through. It's a good cause. So getting back to the marriage, several types of people in marriage. Those who are so miserly, so stingy, that even necessity they don't want to purchase. They don't want to spend on that which is necessary. We don't spend on. But I'm sitting with a fat bank account. I have a lot of money, but I am stingy. I am miserly. Do you know that when you spend, the hadith says the best amount you can spend on is on your own family to start with. Halal. My family, I am responsible. It is fardu ayn. It is my duty, farad, not just farad on one person, two people, everyone. It is farad upon you to take care of those who are your dependents. You need to, you must. May Allah make it easy for us. So don't be wasteful, but at the same time, don't be so stingy, miserly, such that the people are looking at you, they are struggling and suffering, and you just gathering a bank balance. Learn to spend. That is a sign of goodness. It's a sign that you understand that when sustenance comes in, I need to give. This is why in Islam, when you have amassed the wealth, you need to pay the zakah. But if you have put it into something, sometimes you don't have to pay anything because I bought, for example, a car. I bought a house. I bought a piece of clothing. We are going to use it perhaps, etc. There is no zakah on your assets just like that. No. Zakah is on your stock. Zakah is on that which you've amassed and kept. Zakah is on your cash at hand, that which you are holding. That's what zakah is on. But my clothing I'm wearing, do I need to say, okay, what's the value of this? What's the value of that? The mercy of Allah says, no, no, no. When you spend it, it's okay. We acknowledge it's gone. Subhanallah, Rabbil Alameen. So that is an encouragement to say, give and spend. If you want to amass, you need to give the poor. You need to reach out to the poor. Why? My brothers and sisters, do it as an honor. As an honor. You know, we have people of other faiths, and I have witnessed this myself. They give 10% of their salary. Every month, 10% salary comes in, it's gone. The Muslims are asked for 2.5%, not of their salary, of a specific portion of their wealth that they have saved or held in stock, etc., per annum, per year. And that too, if we were to give it correctly, we would alleviate the suffering of all the Muslims across the globe. And people have worked this out. You can go and check. We would have billions of dollars and pounds. If it is utilized correctly and we all give it with an honor, we can help in a big way. The difficulty is we become miserly. Give more than 2.5. 2.5 belongs to Allah. For every 100 pounds He gives you, for example, every 100 pounds He gives you have, you actually have to give 2.5 pounds change. So 97.5 is yours, the other 2.5 is not even yours. If it came in your kitty, you owe it. You have to give it back. That 2.5, you have to give it back. It's not yours. It is property that belongs to someone else. That's what it is. So don't think you're doing yourself a favor when you're just giving the change back. It is a farad, yes indeed. But for you to get closer to Allah, you must give more than just your zakah. Look, every act of worship, where there is a farad, there is also that which is voluntary. Look at salah. There is farad salah. After farad salah, what is there? Sunnah salah. Then there is nafil salah. The hadith says you want to get closer to Allah. Yes, you fulfill your farad. But you will get closest to Allah when you do more than the farad, considering it an honor. The people who read farad and run away, perhaps the farad is done. I cannot deny that. But those who want to get closer to Allah, they will stay behind and say, look, I want to do a little bit more. Subhanallah. The same applies with fasting. You have Ramadan, but on top of that, you have Sunnah fast, Nafil fast. I told you that every act of worship. The same applies to Hajj. You have the Hajj that is Farad. You can go again and again. You can go for Umrah, which is not Farad, for example. So these are the same similar act of worship, but we are increasing because we want to get closeness to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why don't we do that when it comes to our wealth? Why don't we give much more when it comes to our wealth? You have given 2.5%. Now you say that is for the zakah. I'm giving another 5%, 10%, etc. from myself, lillahi ta'ala, for the sake of Allah. The elderly, those who perhaps are in need, you reach out to them because Allah will reach out to you in your need. For as long as you are reaching out to others in their need, Allah will reach out to you in your need. Now, if you take a look at Surah Al-Isra, and I was looking at the verses just a few moments ago, something very interesting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. Surah Al-Isra. Allah says, give the right and the dues to those who are related to you. When you are giving, first people you look at, those who are related to you within your circles, also those who watch you earning. You know, you have a big business. Every day the poor people are passing the street. They watch, they see what's happening. Big business. They feel in the heart, hey, this man's a rich man. Look, we are suffering. If you learn to give zakah to those in your midst around you and those who have witnessed and so on who are poor, wallahi, when they pass your business, they will make dua for you to say, mashallah, there's a small percentage of this business that actually comes to me. Allahu Akbar. So, oh Allah, give them more. So at least when I have 1%, you know, 1% of 100 is £1. 1% of 100,000 becomes a slightly bigger amount, mashallah, you know. So this is the thing. One of the beauties is to be able to soften the hearts and unite the Muslimin. You give those who are in need, they will make dua for you. Learn to give. Even sometimes people who are slightly wealthier, to give a gift is actually a sunnah. Obviously with a noble intention. If your intention is not noble, it's not a sunnah. So you give with a noble intention that, you know what, this is the thing. I'd like to give you a gift. And the best gift you can give a person is to be sincere to them, to be genuine to them. You need to remember this. To be able to say a good word about someone behind her back or his back is actually better than giving them a bottle of perfume or something which is physical. So Allah says, fulfill the rights by giving those who are related to you. And the miskeen is the poor person, Ibn Sabil, those who are perhaps homeless or those who are on the road, so to speak. That's the literal translation of it. Those in need, right? Then Allah says, and don't be wasteful. On yourself, don't waste. Spend, but don't waste. If I can sort my job out, for example, with X amount, why do I need to become so extravagant? A lot of us, and this takes us back to the marriage. You get married, and subhanallah, the amount of money you spend on clothing is ridiculous. The amount of times you change your shoes and your clothes, and the amount of time that the amount of money that you spend on these things is unacceptably high. And this is becoming a trend, especially amongst our sisters. Every function, you need a new set of clothing. Every occasion, you need something. I would like to class this very close to haram. Very close to haram. Because it is such a big shame and a waste. You might say, well, it's my money, I can do what I want. No, it's not your money. Al-malu malullah. The wealth belongs to Allah. He gave it to you. He's going to ask you every cent. Where did you get it? Where did you spend it? You're going to tell him, well, every week I bought a new set of clothing. Did you need it? What was it? Didn't you read my verse when I told you don't be wasteful? وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. Why do I say it's close to haram to do that?
إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا.
Those who are wasteful, they are the brethren of the devil. And indeed, the devil is very ungrateful. So when you waste money, it's a sign of ingratitude to Allah. Subhanallah. So you might say, so what should I do with my money? Don't be wasteful. If you don't need to change your set of clothing, don't. And if you are giving away your old clothes, then by all means, you may get more clothing. But the problem is, wallahi, if we go to our closets in our homes, there is not enough space in the house to keep your clothes and your shoes and your perfumes. Your dressing table cannot take the amount of itr and perfume that you have. I challenge you, my brothers and sisters, for the sake of Allah, to go home today and clean out half of that and give it fi sabilillah. I challenge you and earn your jannah, earn your paradise. When you die, they will do it anyway. Do it while you're alive. When you die and they do it anyway, you get nil reward for it because that was a waste. Do it while you're alive. There are brothers and sisters of ours nearby who are homeless, who are struggling. They've got nothing to wear. And here we are every day changing our clothing. How are we not ashamed of this? When you have a function, be happy and proud to wear the same clothing until that clothing becomes unwearable. Nothing wrong. Set a new trend. We are Muslimin. Why do we need to set a trend of competition? That, you know what? I need a new set every time. There are people who have made marriage so expensive that qasaman bi rabbil bayt. People are taking bank loans in order to be able to have a wedding that they are lying they could afford. Qasam. And the marriages are broken before the bank loan is paid back. Wallahi. You can hear the passion in my voice. It is a sickness. It is a disease. We need to talk about it. And I challenge you, because you will be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have a simple wedding. Have a simple nikah. You wear the best of your clothes. The hadith never said wear new clothes. No. Even on Eid, the hadith says the best of your clothes. On a Jumu'ah, if we had it our way, we would be buying new clothes every Friday just as well. Subhanallah. The masjid is the way it is. May Allah forgive us. And go and check the boxes at the back. Empty. Go and see what comes in front of us. A pound, a coin, a little bit here and there. We spend so much. I'm not talking about that which is farad. I'm not denying we probably are giving that which is farad. But I'm saying, look at how we're spending. We want luxury only in the dunya. Indeed, nay, you love that which is in front of you, but you're forgetting about the akhirah. Forgetting totally. I want good clothing. I don't know. I've got 15 minutes to live. That's it. And I want lovely clothing. It's not wrong to have good clothing, but not at the expense of your akhirah. How much did you spend for a house that you will live in for eternity? How much time did you spend with Allah? This house here in the dunya, people will go and they'll take a bond from the banks. They'll take whatever else. And we're not going to go into that discussion, because you know there is a discussion regarding it. But it takes you 30, 40 years to pay in order to live in a house. Once you've paid it, you're not going to live in it for more than a few more years. Then you have to die. Many people die while paying. And the main house that wallahi you have no chance of actually diving or trying to run away from is that in the akhirah. But you never paid for it. Every day you pay 5 times a day for that house. It should be considered an honor. An honor. Same way you don't delay when you want to pay a loan. It must be paid on time. When you pay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salah must be on time. Then your Jannah is being built. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by materialism. It has taken us over completely, my brothers and sisters. It has taken us over totally and completely. I would have loved to continue, but I'm actually just noticing the time. And I remember being told that the Adhan will be called just now. So I don't wish. Inshallah, there will be more time to speak in the future at some stage. My brothers and sisters, I leave you with one message. Spend in the good cause. Learn to spend on your family, but don't be wasteful. Go and sit and read the verses that I read for you. Suratul Isra, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you should not be miserly and you should also not be extravagant. But a true mu'min, someone in the middle who knows what to spend, how much to spend, give. I want to end with one quick point. If I give every month, for example, 20 pounds to Syria, or to the homeless, or I put in the masjid, every week I put 20 pounds. You know what? Allah is written the sustenance of someone else. Allah has written the sustenance of someone else through you. Which means if I say I'm going to give every week to the homeless, the homeless's sustenance is written. We know that. Who's giving? You're giving. So Allah has to give you to give them. Do you get the point? If you stop, they will still get it from somewhere else. But if you carry on, Allah will keep giving you, because He knows theirs is written. Allahu Akbar. What I've said is very powerful. Think about it. I'm ending by just asking you, please ponder over these words and learn to be generous, because the hadith says, مَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. Nobody's wealth has ever depleted as a result of them being charitable. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى نَبِيْنَا مُحَمَّدٍ.